streaming has gotten way too complicated, but you can hack the system with Prime Video. It has everything in one app with one password. See Roadhouse, Giannis, The Marvelous Journey, and the National Women's Soccer League, all included with Prime. Plus, you can buy Premier Boxing or stream the NHL and NBA playoffs on Max with the Bleacher Report Sports add-on, or add Paramount Plus for the Masters on CBS. Prime Video. It's all your favorite content in one place. Restrictions apply. Prime membership required for add-on subscriptions. See Amazon.com/AmazonPrime for details.
Black Buffalo Zero products are intended for adults age 21 and older who are consumers of comparable products. If you're an adult age 21 and older who dips, I want to tell you about Black Buffalo Zero pouches. What are they made of? Pretty simple. Cured edible green leaves. Food grade ingredients. Most importantly, there's no nicotine or tobacco. All proudly made here in the U.S. So if you're 21 and older and want to learn more about Black Buffalo Zero, head over to blackbuffalozero.com to learn more. You can buy their pouch online, ship directly to most states. Black Buffalo Zero, zero nicotine, zero tobacco, 100% ritual. Feeling like you need a punch of energy? Enter Wonderful Pistachios. I love them. The snack that packs a protein punch, and the best part, they come in so many flavors and so many sizes. Whether you're on the go or chilling at home, Wonderful Pistachios, they're the go-to snack for me. Here's the real kicker, the protein. These little wonders are one of the highest protein nuts out there. Just 1 ounce serves up a whopping 6 grams of protein, giving you over 10% of your daily value. So visit WonderfulPistachios.com to learn more. I love them. You know our trusted partner, TireRack.com, for their fast, free shipping, free road hazard protection, convenient installation options, and their great selection of best tires, like the highly consumer-rated General Grabber ATX. But did you know they sell other automotive products? Wheels, brakes, suspension, just to name a few. Go to TireRack.com/Colin. TireRack.com, the way tire buying should be.
Thanks for listening to the Herd Podcast. Be sure to catch us live every weekday from 12 to 3 Eastern, 9 to noon Pacific on Fox Sports Radio and FS1. Find your local station for the Herd at foxsportsradio.com or stream us live every day on the iHeartRadio app by searching Herd.
Now let's get this party started.
You're listening to Fox Sports Radio.
Here we go on a Tuesday. Conference finals start tonight. Celtics Heat live in Los Angeles. It's the Herd, wherever you may be and however you may be listening. We're on iHeartRadio. We're on Fox Sports Radio. We're on FS1. Joy Taylor is joining me. Peter King, Steven Jackson today. Cedric Sabalo stops by. Joy, jet lag is out, done.
You ready to go?
I am ready to go tonight. Miami and Boston. This is, you got a lot invested here emotionally. I can watch from afar. I don't have an emotional connection. I just respect the heck out of how the Heat run their business.
I don't know if you heard. You were out when I made my NBA championship prediction.
Oh, well, you got Miami winning it all?
I do.
In a sweep?
I'm not saying a sweep. I'm actually really happy that there's only been one sweep in the playoffs so far.
The playoffs have been great.
They're up 23%.
Yeah, ratings are great. Listen, we say this all the time. Basketball is two sports. Like, it's regular season, and then it's like a different sport. Like, it's officiated differently in the playoffs.
The energy is up. People are diving for balls.
Oh, it's great.
It's been awesome.
So, Miami-Boston starts tonight. They are the two best Eastern Conference basketball franchises in the last 25 years. We went and looked this up this morning, and the winning percentages, the titles, the NBA All-Stars, I mean, across the board, it's almost even. They both win about 55% of their games. They both have had 35 All-Star appearances. But one has three titles and one has one title. And, of course, there's a reason for that. And his name is Dwayne Wade. And Boston's been searching for their Dwayne Wade. It's never been a great free agent hub. NBA players given the choice of the weather in Miami, the taxes or lack thereof, the aqua water, have historically, whether it's Gary Payton, whether it's LeBron, Chris Bosh, whether it's Shaq, people choose Miami generally over time. Pat Riley's also been one of the great architects in American professional sports history. But Boston, I believe, now has their Dwayne Wade. We do this in the NFL all the time. When we talk about quarterbacks, we consider everything. I mean, we even look at Wonderlic scores. Are they big enough? Do they have a good arm? Are they leaders? In my case, do they wear their hat on forward, not backward? We consider everything. But if you took everything into consideration in the NBA today, age, do you have a lot of years left? What position do you play? Lack of an ego. Do you play on the defensive end? It's a shooter's league. Can you shoot? Do you have any baggage? If you considered everything with every NBA player, I'm not saying best player, I'm saying who do you build your franchise around? And for the record, that is the greatest compliment. When you're a free agent, you could be a radio host, you could be an NBA player, you could be an attorney or a nurse. You're on the market. Who do you build around for the next 10 years? That's ultimately who you love. I take three people. Number one, Giannis. Number two, Luka. And number three, Jason Tatum. Luka can't defend nearly as good as him, and that matters. Giannis can't shoot like him. Jokic plays a less important position today and can't defend wings. Embiid is hurt too often. I love Trae Young, but he's small. I love Ja Morant, but I worry about his durability. What does Jason Tatum find me the hole? He's a great free throw shooter. Late in games, he is the guy on the floor in this league you want at the line. He can shoot threes. We saw with Kevin Durant, he can defend the wing. He can handle the ball. We saw that Devin Booker struggled to create his own shot. Jason Tatum doesn't. And he gets better every year, slightly. Go look at his points, assists, rebounds, efficiency. They tick up every year. It's funny, there's always these lists, who's this, who's that. And I thought this morning, the greatest compliment you can pay any employee is, you're on the market. Let the bidding commence. Giannis, Luka, Tatum. Doesn't have baggage, no ego, plays both ends, plays the right position, can handle it, could bring it up, score on the wing, defend the wing. I don't know if he's the third best player in the league. I don't know. But Devin Booker, there's a guy that struggles to create his own shot. Ja Morant, will he stay healthy? Trae Young, who's he going to defend? Jokic, that position doesn't matter as much. Embiid, he's hurt too much. Giannis, Luka, Jason Tatum. And 24 years old, I believe this is the first year, in my opinion, this is the first year of his prime. Like this year you watch them and you're like, okay. Now some guys enter the NBA, Tim Duncan, years ago, and you felt like the prime was like year two. So it takes a while with the one and done guys. But I think this is the first of about 7 to 8 top three guys you'd build around in the NBA. I like Boston in the series. I think they'll get more good looks offensively. I think Miami will struggle to consistently get really good quality shots. I get the better defense, the better star, the better closer. I'll take Boston in 6. So, I like Chris Paul a lot. He did not have a great series, especially after game 2. And I can acknowledge that. But Patrick Beverley, who is a feisty, annoying guy, not nearly the player Chris Paul has been in his career. But he was on another network, a former employer of mine, and just taking shots at Chris Paul. Here it is.
Ain't nobody worried about Chris Paul when he played Phoenix Suns. Nobody in the NBA. And I'm just letting you know how NBA players feel. And that's the game to a point where he gets all the petty calls, all the swipe throughs at the end. I mean, this guy is out, man. We gonna be honest? We want to be really honest? He can't guard.
Well, it should be noted, a lot of great stars, especially when they're 37, are not considered defensive stoppers. I think you'd be surprised how many all-time greats did not win a championship. In the NFL, we always say Dan Marino. But Warren Moon, Dan Fouts, Jim Kelly, never won Super Bowls. In baseball, either did Ted Williams, never won a World Series. Barry Bonds, Ken Griffey, Mike Trout, Tony Gwynn. In the NBA, Charles Barkley, John Stockton, Karl Malone, Patrick Ewing, Allen Iverson. And there's two things that you have to consider when you criticize Chris Paul and guys that haven't won a championship. In all sports, baseball, football, basketball. Number one, who was in your way? I love Phil Mickelson, but Tiger in his prime, you weren't going to beat him. Who was in your way? And who was your greatest teammate? So let's talk about Chris Paul's greatest teammates. One of them jumped over a car. His name was Blake Griffin. He won a slam dunk contest. It was the height of his career. He couldn't shoot as the league progressively became more of a shooter's league. He was never comfortable outside, kind of stiff, hyper-athletic, and disappeared when Chris Paul left his side. His other great player was James Harden. Yes, he's sometimes in shape, sometimes engaged, often not, and a playoff failure. His best run was, of course, when Chris was in the backcourt with him. And the third player is Devin Booker. I like him a lot, but I think we all can admit now he's maybe the best number two in the league, but struggles to create his own shot. And Devin Booker was in Phoenix long before Chris Paul. How were the Suns then? Terrible. Those are his three great teammates. Also in that time, it should be noted, Steph Curry, Kevin Durant, Draymond Green, and Klay played together in Golden State. Pretty good. And there was this guy named LeBron James over in the East. Pretty good. Who's in your way, and who did you play with? I know this will come as a surprise to people in their 20s, but Michael Jordan never won a playoff series without Scottie Pippen. A series. Not one, ever. And he played for years without him. He could never get past Bird and McHale's Celtics. He could never get past the Pistons when they were young or the Lakers when they were young. But the Lakers, Boston, and Detroit got old about the same time Scottie Pippen arrived. And it's amazing Michael became the greatest winner of all time. Never won a playoff series without Pippen. I always ask the same two questions. Who's in your way? Bird, McHale, Magic, Kareem, Worthy, Bad Boys, Chuck Daly. Who's in your way? And who is your best teammate? Marino. Dan Marino. Never had a great running back. In his era, it was a running back league. Never had a great running back. Dan Marino, his best defense was his rookie year. Look it up. And he got to a Super Bowl. He never got back and mostly had crap defenses his entire career. He had one other really high-end defense. Dan's best defense was his rookie year. And he, as a rookie, got to the Super Bowl. And from that point forward, he had to carry a franchise with weak defenses and no real true number one running back. Who's in your way? Oh, by the way, who was in his way? I don't know. Elway and Joe Montana and eventually, you know, some pretty good quarterbacks. So I will defend him righteously. Chris Paul is great. He's never had a great number two. He's had some of the greatest players in league history in his way. Kyrie Irving, did everybody notice what is happening? You know, Joy and I talk about this all the time. I do not believe in coincidence. Things happen for a reason. And when a bunch of stuff happens in a very short period of time, it's not only not a coincidence, it was planted. People want it out. Have you noticed what has happened in the last week with Kyrie Irving? That's coming up.
Be sure to catch live editions of The Herd weekdays at noon Eastern, 9 a.m. Pacific on Fox Sports Radio, FS1, and the iHeartRadio app.
Don't miss out on any of the NBA playoff action at DraftKings Sportsbook, an official sports betting partner of the NBA. Download the DraftKings Sportsbook app. 90 seconds, all it takes. Use the code HERD. New customers bet five. That's it. $5 and get 200 in bonus bets instantly. That's code HERD only on DraftKings. The crown is yours.
Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER or in West Virginia, visit www.1800gambler.net. In New York, call 877-8-HOPE-NY or text HOPE-NY 467-369. In Connecticut, help is available for problem gambling. Call 888-789-7777 or visit ccpg.org. Please play responsibly. On behalf of Boot Hill Casino and Resort in Kansas, 21 plus, age varies by jurisdiction, void in Ontario. Bonus bets expire 168 hours after issuance. See dkng.co/bball for eligibility and deposit restrictions, terms and responsible gaming resources.
Hi, let's talk about Pro Plan Sport. Pro Plan Sport is advanced nutrition made to fuel strength and stamina in active dogs like yours. So whether you're heading out to explore a new trail or looking to set a personal best on your daily run, start your journey off right with the high-performance fuel your dog needs to keep pushing you every step of the way. Pro Plan Sport. Discover the power of advanced nutrition for strength and stamina at ProPlanSport.com. That's ProPlanSport.com.
That Los Angeles sunshine coming through.
Please stand by. Prime Video and Westworld director Jonathan Nolan invite you to Fallout.
After 200 years, we don't know much about what's up there. Violence, desperation, lawlessness.
Everyone wants to save the world, they just disagree on how.
We're gonna get across that wasteland, and we're gonna do it together.
Fallout. All episodes available now on Prime Video.
Thank you to our friends at Panini America, the official trading cards and NFTs of the 2024 Colin Cowherd draft coverage. Panini America delivers a premier collecting experience with the most sought-after NFL, NBA, FIFA, and WNBA trading cards. Whether you're chasing rookie sensations or collecting timeless legends, Panini's got it. Panini America is also breaking new ground in NIL, featuring some of the biggest names in college sports, like all-time NCAA scoring leader Caitlin Clark, Angel Reese, and many of the upcoming NFL and NBA first-round picks. If you're into cutting-edge digital collectibles, don't miss Panini's NFT platform at nft.paniniamerica.net with some of the first opportunities to collect this year's rookie class. Whether you're a collector of physical cards or a digital enthusiast, Panini has you covered. Check out the most popular trading card brands like Prizm, Select, Donruss, and more. For those NFL draft fans, get real-time trading cards after players are picked with Panini Instant Cards, celebrating the biggest sports moments on cards right after they happen. Visit PaniniAmerica.net or download the Panini Direct app today. Panini America, the official trading cards and NFTs of the Colin Cowherd draft coverage.
The CFOs that get it, get it. The CFOs that don't, don't. Sign up, netsuite.com/herd, one-of-a-kind financing. It is great to have you in today. Peter King is going to be joining us this hour. I will have at the top of next hour, I do my NFL predictions over the course of a year. I do like a post-free agency prediction. I did one of those on March 22nd. And then I watch the draft. I watch schedules get released. And I'll do my second one today, my schedule. Then I'll do one, my schedule as you get into camps. But I'll have my second one 7 weeks, 8 weeks after the last time I had my NFL predictions. And I've made two or three major changes based on the draft, based on the schedule drop. But I want to start with this. Don't believe in coincidences, never have. Stuff happens for a reason. And when it happens in a very short time span, somebody wants it out. So after the season, I said, Kevin Durant left Golden State. He made a mistake, leaving Steph Curry, fundamentally one of the smartest, most decent, most selfless stars ever. Maybe number one in terms of selfless for Kyrie Irving. It was a big mistake. And he left, not because he hated Steph, but he's not confrontational. Kevin Durant's more passive-aggressive. He's got a secret Twitter. He's good at reacting on social media, but he did not want to confront Draymond Green. And in the end, because of that and that inability to confront, he went to Brooklyn. And it's been a mess. Two first-round exits, a second-round exit. It's been a mess. But Kevin Durant, to his credit, is not making the same kind of mistake. He's not going to leave here. He's tied in financially with his contract. But I said a couple of weeks ago, I said, he's got to go upstairs to the owners and executives and lay it out. Like let's think about moving off Kyrie. It's time to be a grown-up. I know he's your boy, he's your friend, he's your buddy. It's time. You already made one mistake. You couldn't make up with Draymond. Don't make a second one. Don't tie yourself to Kyrie forever. You're better than him. You're harder working than him. You're more dependable than him. You're going to be an all-time great player above him. KD, you deserve better. Don't think you should have left, but you deserve better than Kyrie and James Harden. And so now all of a sudden, stuff has suddenly happened. Anybody notice Nike announcing they'll move off Kyrie? Think it's a coincidence? Nike also represents KD. Brian made a call. Don't have leverage when you don't get that $30 million coming a year for the shoe deal. Also, anybody notice Sean Marks in the last week has come out publicly and taken a shot at Kyrie. Here it is.
I think we know what we're looking for. You know, we're looking for guys that want to come in here, be part of something bigger than themselves, play selfless, play team basketball, and be available. And that goes not only for Kyrie, but for everybody here.
Yeah, what's about Kyrie? So Nike, we're going to get out of the Kyrie business. Sean Marks, we're considering getting out of the Kyrie business. And then Kyrie Irving, a mea culpa, just dropped. Here's Kyrie.
I definitely feel like if I was in the same maturity level I am now and understanding who I am, and I look back on that time then, we definitely would have won more championships together because there would have been a better man-to-man understanding about what I'm going through. I didn't know how to share my emotions. I didn't know how to do that. So instead of sharing, I isolated myself. And I just started pouring myself more into the game of basketball, and I had one of my better seasons, but I wasn't connecting with everybody as much during our championship year.
Well, you're not exactly doing a great job of that now, but nonetheless, he was willing to go out and say that. But all these things bunched up in a week. Nike, we're going to get out of the Kyrie business. They have a relationship with KD. Sean Marks, we're looking for potentially players who are more committed, and Kyrie now coming out and acknowledging, I've had my issues too. This is exactly what should have happened. These are all KD approved. KD needs to hold people accountable. I just finished a great book on the Lakers, Phil, Kobe, and Shaq. And you got to hold people accountable. And sometimes it's difficult. And the Lakers had a hard time, Shaq and Phil, holding Kobe accountable. He wasn't a great teammate. But they tried, and they confronted him, and they yelled at him, and they argued with him. And I appreciated that. That's one of the things about KD. I don't question the talent. I question the commitment to be confrontational with teammates, to go up and say, get vaxxed, be available, play defense, be a better teammate, be more dependable. Kevin Durant has earned the right as one of the game's great players in the last 25 years. He has earned the right to have a great teammate. Because Kyrie's got the talent, it's the other stuff he's missing. Joy with the news.
No.
Turn on the news.
This is the Herdline News.
Well, Luka has been putting on quite a show in this postseason. It is his first trip to the Western Conference Finals.
It is.
That starts tomorrow night, game one against the Warriors. He's been having an unbelievable postseason. And according to the stats, he is the best player remaining. Of everyone left in the NBA playoffs, Luka is averaging the most points per game with 31.5 and the most rebounds per game with 10.1. He's tied with Draymond Green for the most assists, averaging 6.6 per game, and his 1.9 average steals per game rank only behind Jimmy Butler's 2.1. So he is statistically across the board putting up the best numbers, and he is every bit of the superstar we thought he was going to be.
Yeah, he's about 35% Bird, about 30% LeBron James, and about 40% Luka, if that all adds up. he's his own guy for sure, but you can really see, when we see players and we go, oh, I've seen a little bit of that before. I definitely see some Bird. I definitely see some LeBron James, the ability to use both hands, break guys down.
Yeah, I don't know if there's an overall comp for the type of player that he is, but you see pieces of the greats in him. This is obviously going to be a big test for him, and this is his first time out of the first round of the playoffs this season. So he's on a spectacular run. Again, I do still have some questions about every team left in the playoffs.
Yeah.
You said it yesterday. None of these teams can survive a major injury. Everyone's actually quite even.
Yeah.
Luka is just playing the best out of the stars, statistically, out of the stars left in the playoffs.
Yeah. All these teams have one Hall of Fame player and then somebody else that's probably, like a Drew Holiday, if he played six more years, would get votes. Bam Adebayo, if he played 10 more years, would get votes. Warriors have a couple, I feel like we have four great players: Steph, Luka, Jimmy Butler, Jason Tatum. Four great players, and then there's other really good parts. We generally have, by the way, I think we have the Boston guy now too. I think we have four really good coaches. Eddie Johnson said it yesterday. Jason Kidd, it may have taken a while. He's become an elite coach.
No, I think this is the year for for Jason Kidd to get his flowers.
Yeah.
Like, he's gone through the ranks now. He's had the experience. He's had the failures. He's been the assistant. Like, he's learned the actual job and the role of a head coach in complete, in totality. And it's really starting to show this postseason. I think this postseason, along with health, will be a story of the role players more than it ever has before, because all these teams are pretty evenly matched. Even though Luka is having the best statistical season, I mean, you can pick apart the stats for Jimmy Butler and Jason Tatum and shooting, and like we can even it out. If, and of course, Steph Curry can go for 50 at any point in any night. I think it's going to be the question of what role players step up in the biggest moments and help their stars, because there is no great team that's head and shoulders above everyone
and
else.
None of these teams, I said yesterday, I think health could be a factor.
Yes.
Somebody over the next 2 weeks gets banged up. I mean, it's why Milwaukee's probably out. Chris Middleton, that's probably why they're out.
But that's how it goes. There are injuries and you have to overcome them. Yeah. Everyone deals with them. The Warriors are favored by 5.5 in game one, according to Fox Bet.
I like Dallas to cover that.
And -227 to win the series.
And by what's Boston? Miami's favored by 1.5 tonight, I think, or something like that.
I don't have the spread on that.
I don't know. I don't know. I like Boston in the series. I
obviously like Miami.
Yeah.
But again, this is like, it's anyone's pick. Yeah. Like, I don't know how anyone can really bang on their chest with any sincerity about how any of this is going to play out. So it seemed like a foregone conclusion that the Lakers would try and trade Russell Westbrook this offseason after that disastrous first year with the team. But as the Lakers saga continues, a new report indicates they are still looking at the real possibility of keeping him on their roster next season. According to Sam Amick of The Athletic, the Lakers are asking coaching candidates how they would utilize Westbrook during their interviews.
Come on.
And it's being perceived that maximizing Westbrook next season would be a very important part
of the imagine,
job.
Can you imagine? You want this job. The key to you getting it is telling us how this odd player who's eroding, how do you make him work?
Well, there's not a whole lot of candidates stirring the pot when it comes to this this job to begin with. Like, there's no one that I've been like, yeah, that's a great replacement over Frank Vogel. Nobody. So, I mean, listen, I obviously fired Frank Vogel. They're not moving back off of that. That's done. But if you were going to do that, you would imagine it'd be for someone that was just like, wow, like that is an incredible hire.
Here's what I'd say. How do I get more out of him? Ask him to go to a therapist and have some self-awareness and realize he's a shot fighter and he is a complimentary player off the bench. That's how I would fix Russell Westbrook. Therapy.
Well, $47.1 million if he stays there next season is not a whole lot of juice.
You can't coach self-awareness.
No, I don't think this is a good job. Despite the fact that they may keep Westbrook or not, you have to manage Anthony Davis's health, which has been a conversation for years. LeBron obviously had an unbelievable season, but how much is that sustainable as well? You don't have any other role players or real moves you can make.
So bad.
What are you really doing here if you're the Lakers? And you know, it's just a lot. So the Suns had championship aspirations, obviously, but their season came to a screeching halt with a blowout loss to the Mavs in Game 7. I don't even know if blowout. It was one of the worst losses I've ever seen in playoff history. Afterwards, the organization released an open letter to fans and thanked them for their support this season. It read in part, "For three straight seasons, we have been raising the bar on expectations and accomplishments that wouldn't have been possible without the incredible support from the best fans in the NBA. With greater success and expectation comes deeper disappointment. Just know we all share in it, and our organization won't be satisfied until we bring an NBA championship to the Valley."
Well, I mean, it was a bad loss. Release a letter loss? I don't know if it was, but...
It was pretty bad.
Yeah.
It was a pretty colossal collapse. Chris Paul and Devin Booker, obviously, are the ones that you're going to point to, as you should. They're the stars, a Hall of Famer, and someone that we've argued for a long time would be in the superstar conversation, and Devin Booker. So you can't collapse like that in a Game 7. They had no juice, no energy. They couldn't get anything done. And despite how great Luka has been, Luka's one guy. You're the best team in the league. You should be able to do something defensively with everyone else on the court.
Yeah.
I mean, if you just say, you know what? Whatever Luka gets, Luka's going to get.
42 like, a night, he gets what he gets.
He's going to get what he gets. But nobody else is going to give us problems. If that's the mentality you go in, I don't know that, well, obviously they don't get blown out, but I don't know that they lose this game. But you have to have something from Devin Booker and Chris Paul. What they're going to look like next year, I don't know. Because obviously DeAndre Ayton is a big question mark. What they're going to do with him. His rookie deal expires this season.
And they've gotten a lot out of DeAndre Ayton. And the league's not really built for... I mean, he's not really a vital... You don't want... DeAndre Ayton's issue is... And this is Phoenix's issue as a whole, is that if they trail late, they're not a team that can catch up. They don't shoot threes. So they kind of got to play downhill. Now, in the regular season, what they did, they fooled us a little bit. They fooled me, is that they play their starters. Yeah, they don't do load management in Phoenix. They play their starters. And in a lot of nights, they had all five starters, and they'd be playing against a team with three of its starters.
Right.
And so they got leads. They play hard. And in the playoffs, everybody's got their starters, and you don't play with big leads. And what you saw is when they trailed late, DeAndre Ayton becomes really less valuable, less vital. You can't. And then as a coaching staff, you feel the pressure to play him. As you saw, he got frustrated. So DeAndre Ayton becomes, he's a good playing downhill player. But we said this about Giannis like 4 years ago. When you trail with Giannis, you're not a good enough shooter. So he had to play downhill. And then last year, finally, he could play from behind or with a lead. So Ayton's an interesting player. I think they need another shooter.
They need shooters. I don't know that they fooled anyone. I mean, the series did go seven. It collapsed in the last game. But it's not like they got swept or there's some sort of, you know, obviously the goal is to make it to the Western Conference Finals, make it to the finals and win the championship. It's a disappointment. But they were still a great team. But if you're going to be consistent and go on to the next level, you have to do what you're talking about, which is get down and come back. That's why Golden State is able to do that. Not only do they not have the fear because they've won championships, but they also have the shooters to be able to get back in the game just like that when they get behind. And that's not what the Suns have.
Good stuff. Joy Taylor with the news.
Well, that's the news.
And thanks for stopping by.
The Herd Line News.
It's interesting. I was hearing something yesterday. Jerry Jones said if he put the Cowboys up, they would sell for $10 million. I'm always amazed by this. They would sell for more than $10 billion. They would sell for more than $10 billion. I wouldn't be surprised if they sold for $20 billion. Folks, what's happening, and this has been happening now, why has the stock market for most of the last 15 years in America, until recently, gone up? Because the world's richest people don't know where to put their money. So our stock market is cleaner and more reliable than everybody else's stock market. European markets, for instance. Asian markets, for instance. And so the world's wealth is dumping their money into our market as there's chaos and terrorism fears and governments collapsing and, you know, wars. What do you do with your money? So the other place that the richest people in the world are putting their money, like all of them, are professional sports teams. Because you don't know if, we don't know if Apple will be around in 30 years. You really don't know. I mean, at one point, it almost wasn't a company. They had to bring Steve Jobs back. But you know the Boston Red Sox will be in Boston in 30 years. You know Liverpool will be playing soccer in 40 years. So sports, not the markets, not real estate. I mean, we've got, you know, we got some global warming, ski resorts. I mean, I've had conversations with people in that industry. We're not sure we're going to have skiing in America in 30 years. We just don't know. The ski season was brutal this year. It's just too warm. And so where do you put your money? You put your money in sports. Well, what's the biggest American brand? The Dallas Cowboys. If the Dallas Cowboys were up for sale, they would probably, in my guess, they'd go blow out $10 billion. I laugh at this. Steve Ballmer bought the L.A. Clippers for $2 billion 5 years ago. The Clippers, not the Lakers. And people said, oh, he overpaid for them. They're worth probably $3 billion today. He's made $1 billion in 5 years. If the Clippers were for sale, they would sell probably for $5 billion today. Why? Where are the richest people? The wealthiest global citizens have separated from the rest of us more than ever. They've never made money faster because of technology. Their money's working constantly 24/7, 365, and they're putting money more in sports than ever. So when I see these stories about, you know, oh, Jerry Jones says the Cowboys would sell for $10 billion, you would have a bidding war for the Cowboys. Everybody in the world, the richest people want to own two leagues. They want to own NFL teams, and they want to own English Premier League teams. Those are the two leagues in America. Manchester United's up for sale. Man City, Liverpool, Cowboys, Steelers. You're going to get whatever you want. You're literally going to have wild global rushes to buy these teams. So when Jerry said that, I think a lot of people were like, oh, give me a break. And I'm like, no, Now, Jerry's also said he's never going to sell it, nor should he. He's having too much fun. It's his toy. It's his family's toy. But if you, whenever I see these stories about what would the Cowboys sell for, folks, all the globe's richest people, they buy sports teams now. Yachts and sports teams. And one of them's an investment. One of them's worth less the day you own it. But that's what they buy. The current uncertainty through the world is leading to big losses in the financial markets. Gold and precious metals maintain their value over the long haul, providing you with stability and a hedge against inflation. By the way, when the Clippers sold for $2 billion, they didn't even have their own arena. They didn't even have their own arena. They're the second most popular team in their own city. And I'm not talking all the sports teams. I'm just talking the second most popular professional basketball team in L.A. And they sold for $2 billion 5-6 years ago. You're telling me the Cowboys don't sell for $10 billion? If you told me $20 billion, I wouldn't be shocked. Anyway.
Be sure to catch live editions of The Herd weekdays at noon Eastern, 9 a.m. Pacific.
Mic check. Mic check.
If you want exclusive insight from the biggest names in the sports game, what's good? This is national champion and former pro baller Chris Johnson. Let me tell you a little bit about my new series, KJ Live.
KJ Live is the only show featuring me going one-on-one with the brightest basketball minds on the planet to get the real.
And when I say real, I mean that real. I got legendary Hall of Famers, elite coaches, and the top basketball insiders bringing you a unique perspective on all things hoops culture that you will not find anywhere else.
So make your next move your best move.
And tap in with me on KJ Live, wherever you get your podcast from.
The 82-game preseason is in the books. It's finally time for the real season. Don't miss out on any of the NBA playoff action at DraftKings Sportsbook, an official sports betting partner of the NBA. From the play-in tournament through the finals, DraftKings Sportsbook has you covered with same-game parlays, live betting, odds boosts, and more. Download the DraftKings Sportsbook app. The code is HERD. New customers bet $5 and get $200 in bonus bets instantly. $200. That's code HERD only on DraftKings. The crown is yours.
Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. Or in West Virginia, visit www.1800gambler.net. In New York, call 877-8-HOPE-NY or text HOPE-NY 467-369. In Connecticut, help is available for problem gambling. Call 888-789-7777 or visit ccpg.org. Please play responsibly. On behalf of Boot Hill Casino and Resort in Kansas, 21+, age varies by jurisdiction, void in Ontario. Bonus bets expire 168 hours after issuance. See dkng.co/bball for eligibility and deposit restrictions, terms, and responsible gaming resources.
Hi, let's talk about Pro Plan Sport. Pro Plan Sport is advanced nutrition made to fuel strength and stamina in active dogs like yours. So whether you're heading out to explore a new trail or looking to set a personal best on your daily run, start your journey off right with the high performance fuel your dog needs to keep pushing you every step of the way. Pro Plan Sport. Discover the power of advanced nutrition for strength and stamina at ProPlanSport.com. That's ProPlanSport.com.
That Los Angeles sunshine coming through.
Please stand by. Prime Video and Westworld director Jonathan Nolan invite you to Fallout.
After 200 years, we don't know much about what's up there. Violence, desperation, lawlessness.
Everyone wants to save the world, they just disagree on how.
We're gonna get across that wasteland, and we're gonna do it together.
Fallout. All episodes available now on Prime Video.
Thank you to our friends at Panini America, the official trading cards and NFTs of the 2024 Colin Cowherd draft coverage. Panini America delivers a premier collecting experience with the most sought-after NFL, NBA, FIFA, and WNBA trading cards. Whether you're chasing rookie sensations or collecting timeless legends, Panini's got it. Panini America is also breaking new ground in NIL, featuring some of the biggest names in college sports, like all-time NCAA scoring leader Caitlin Clark, Angel Reese, and many of the upcoming NFL and NBA first-round picks. If you're into cutting-edge digital collectibles, don't miss Panini's NFT platform at nft.paniniamerica.net. With some of the first opportunities to collect this year's rookie class. Whether you're a collector of physical cards or a digital enthusiast, Panini has you covered. Check out the most popular trading card brands like Prism, Select, Donruss, and more. For those NFL draft fans, get real-time trading cards after players are picked with Panini Instant Cards, celebrating the biggest sports moments on cards right after they happen. Visit PaniniAmerica.net or download the Panini Direct app today. Panini America, the official trading cards and NFTs of the Colin Cowherd draft coverage.
Well, the schedule release now gets three straight days of coverage. Peter King's been covering the NFL since the early 90s. 29 years, a Pro Football Hall of Fame since 1992, Board of Selectors. So I was just talking about Jerry Jones and the Cowboys, and he'll never sell. It's his toy. Jeannie Buss has said she'll never sell the Lakers. It's the family, the crown jewel of the family. But I do believe NFL teams, along with English Premier League teams, are where the global's richest people want to put their money. What is your thought about the $10 billion price tag Jerry said the Cowboys are worth, Peter?
Unsurprising. And look, Forbes magazine came out a couple of months ago and said that their current value is $6.5 billion. Now, and that's the biggest among sports franchises. But there's a difference between the current value and what something would sell for.
That's right.
If it was on the open market.
Yeah.
I don't know if he'd get $10 billion. I mean, I don't doubt it, but I don't know that. All I know is there are a finite number of entities and products that are the Dallas Cowboys, that are the New York Yankees, that are whatever, the Los Angeles Lakers, whatever you would talk about, the Green Bay Packers. And the point is, when those entities go on the market, it's different than when the Carolina Panthers go on the market. Okay, but the reason why I wanted to write about this week is that we're all just totally ignoring the fact that in the last 5 years, the value of an NFL franchise, because the Denver Broncos are going to sell for $4.5 billion, somewhere right around there. In the last 5 years, the franchise price of a team in the NFL, not one of the top three or four teams in the NFL, but a team, has gone up 100%. And now, you know, so if the Denver Broncos are going to sell for $4.5 million, what makes you think that the most valuable entity, the most valuable sports franchise in the United States, wouldn't sell for double that? And that's why I think Jerry Jones, I don't know that he's right, but my guess is it would be somewhere between $8.5 and $10 billion.
Yeah, and by the way, the Clippers, the number two team in their own building, sold for $2 billion cash. People thought it was egregious, and they're now worth over $3 billion several years later. So I agree with you. I was looking at the schedule release, and the NFL's always done a great job with their calendar. They've moved free agency, so Joy and I now spend 3 weeks a year. We didn't spend March talking NFL. You were relaying a story before we went on the air. The NBA has done the best job to manipulate me as a broadcaster. They have manipulated me. They are now somewhere between 65 and 70% of my show. They were not 10 years ago. Some of that is the decline socially of baseball, which analytics has made it less, you know, attractive to a lot of younger people, and I have young people watching. But you were talking about this during the break, about the NFL was jealous of a league and did something about it.
I mean, the NFL, I started covering the NFL in 1984, the Cincinnati Bengals, and within about 10 years, they started maneuvering the schedule the exact same way. And they created a big window for free agency in March. Then they started going nuts with the draft and moved the draft later and later, and then started taking the draft on the road.
Yeah.
And when you have 600,000 people outside in Nashville, Tennessee, watching the draft live and going crazy. And so now, you know, you have that. You have the schedule release. The NFL basically said, we are going to create a hot stove league that baseball has,
yep,
that we are jealous of.
Yeah.
We want to have an off season where we own the calendar. and the NFL has figured it all out. And Colin, you know, very quietly, you know what they did last year? Do you remember last year? I think it was the last Saturday in July. They had the NFL training camp opening day, in which NFL Network and ESPN went live from about, I don't know, I'm guessing 15 to 18 training camps that day. And they had all their reporters fanned out, and they made it like the opening day of a season.
Yeah.
Hey, great, football's back. They created another tentpole event in late July when nobody is thinking about pro football.
Yeah, and you know, there used to be kind of a gentleman's agreement in sports, like NBA own Christmas. You know, the NFL said...
Not anymore.
Yeah, hell with that. We're going to put Aaron Rodgers on Christmas. It was so funny because I've always loved Christmas Day for the NBA. I told Joy the best day in American sports now is arguably Christmas Day. I get three NFL games, three or four NBA games. It's like, it's a smorgasbord. It's as good a day as America has. And that's, again, the NFL saying, you know what? We gave the NBA that thing for 30 years. We gave them that day. No, we're gonna go head to head, and so it's a business. They get it. I want to ask you about this. Joy and I are if we're wrong, we're wrong with conviction and passion, but we can't figure something out, and it's really interesting. The Niners, Jimmy Garoppolo, Trey Lance. There's multiple stories now from people I think know what they're talking about that they're having questions about Trey Lance, and it's Joy and I kept saying, why don't they let Jimmy G go after the season? Clear cap space. They need another corner. They need some interior linemen. They've got some needs here if they want to get past the Rams or Tampa. What do you make? Are they having second thoughts on Trey Lance, Peter? Because it certainly feels like it to me.
Well, I think you can either say that they're having second thoughts or, and I think it's more likely this is true, or that they couldn't get anything for Jimmy Garoppolo after he had a shoulder surgery. And so remember last year toward the end, right about where we were on the calendar last year at this time, where Jed York came out and said, hey, listen, if Jimmy Garoppolo doesn't start, whatever happens, I'm comfortable paying the backup quarterback $24 million or whatever it was. And I think they're going to feel the same way this year because, listen, they got to the Final Four of the NFL last year. And you can say whatever you want about Jimmy Garoppolo and how they carried him, he struggled, whatever. All I know is that Jimmy Garoppolo and that defense played well enough at Green Bay on a blisteringly cold night in Green Bay last year, and they knocked Aaron Rodgers and the Packers out of the playoffs. And look, you can say, well, what plays did Jimmy Garoppolo make in that game and all that? The point is that sometimes you need your quarterback to not lose the game. And last year, Jimmy Garoppolo, on several very big occasions, piloted the team, did well enough, and didn't lose the game, and they went on. And that's why, to me, unless somebody gives San Francisco a decent offer, I will not be surprised if they do the same thing this year, with one exception. I do think that unless he is simply not ready to play, I do think the starter opening day will be Trey Lance.
Peter King. Yeah, I shortchanged it. I thought you covered the NFL since 94. You said like 84. Good Lord, you've been around.
Yeah, it was 1984, the Bengals. Sam Weich, Boomer Esiason, Chris Collinsworth.
Those are fun teams. Peter, great seeing you. Thank you.
Thank you, Colin. Take care.
You bet. I covered Sam Weich for a year. 2 years. Sam was funny. Sam was very outspoken. Remember he grabbed a microphone once and said, we're not Cleveland? Accurate age, Cincinnati, we're not Cleveland fans. That actually happened, where an NFL coach grabbed a microphone and scolded the fans.
That's your nightmare as a reporter, is for when you're interviewing someone to grab the mic. Like, that's one of the first things that they teach you, is do not let go of the microphone. Like, you'll see reporters sometimes, because people, it'll be like their first time, they'll start grabbing the microphone to try and get away from you. Because once you let go of the microphone, you're never getting it back.
No, it's over. All right, so I'm going to make my prediction. So March 22nd, I did my NFL predictions. I don't put up records. I just put up standings. And then I do it post-draft. And 7 weeks later, post-draft. And I thought a couple of teams had really bad drafts and a couple of teams, you know, for the record, drafts matter. Remember a couple of years ago when, you know, the Chargers in back-to-back drafts got their starting left tackle for the next 10 years and their quarterback. So, you know, the Rams, 14 of their 22 starters are drafted players. So some of these teams had bad drafts, and some of these teams had, the New York Jets got 4 to 5 starters. I mean, the New York Jets got 5 starters in the draft. Now, it doesn't mean they're going to be a great team, but if they got to 500 or close, 17 games now, 9-8, 8-9, you'd be like, yeah, the last two drafts, they've gotten like 9 starters at like key positions. So we'll do that. Hour number 2, Steven Jackson, Cedric Sabalos as well. Live in Los Angeles, hour 2 coming up. It's The Herd. Hi, let's talk about Pro Plan Sport. Pro Plan Sport is advanced nutrition made to fuel strength and stamina in active dogs like yours. So wherever your next journey together takes you, start it off right with the high-performance fuel your dog needs to keep pushing you every step of the way. Pro Plan Sport. Learn more at ProPlanSport.com.
Streaming has gotten way too complicated, but you can hack the system with Prime Video. It has everything in one app with one password. See Roadhouse and the National Women's Soccer League, both included with Prime. Plus, you can buy Premier Boxing or stream the NHL and NBA playoffs on Max with the Bleacher Report sports add-on. Or add Paramount Plus for the Masters on CBS. Prime Video. Restrictions apply. Prime membership required for add-on subscriptions. See Amazon.com/AmazonPrime for details.
This is Malcolm Gladwell from Revisionist History. eBay Motors is here for the ride. With some elbow grease, fresh installs, and a whole lot of love, you transformed 100,000 miles and a body full of rust into a drive that's all your own. Brake kits, LED headlights, whatever you need, eBay Motors has it. And with eBay Guaranteed Fit, it's guaranteed to fit your ride the first time, every time, or your money back. Plus, at these prices, you're burning rubber, not cash. Keep your ride or die alive at ebaymotors.com. Eligible items only. Exclusions apply.
You never want to find yourself out on the water fishing without the essentials. So it's best to always pack a Columbia PFG Solar Stream Elite hoodie to protect against the sun. I mean, it provides great protection, and it's really breathable so you don't get hot. That's a win-win. Columbia PFG has a lot of great gear. So before you head out on the water, head over to Columbia.com/PFG to shop their performance fishing gear.